This is my bar mitzvah parsha, parsha Nasa. So I'm in love with this parsha. And the hardest part was not the end of the parsha with the Nisim. Oh, no, that's the fun part. The hardest part is Ravi. Ravi is a very long and hard aliyah, I remember. And right smack in the middle, you have Birchat Kohanim. So I want to talk a little bit about Birchat Kohanim. I love Birchat Kohanim. So first, an interesting story. In 1979, there was an archaeological dig right by the Begin Center. And it was like an old graveyard. It wasn't Begin Center back then. It was just a graveyard. And there was a 13-year-old boy who was very persistent. And he ended up finding these little silver things. They weren't sure what they were. It turned out they were amulets. And in these amulets, they found the longest the biblical quote that to date. It's now in the Israel Museum. It goes back to the time of Yirmiyahu from the 6th century BCE. And guess which phrase it had? Birchat Koni. Yirach Hashem Yishmeh. And on and on. That's pretty amazing. That of all the psukim in the Torah, the one that they found is Birchat Kohanim, because Birchat Kohanim is something that's so connected to Eretz Yisrael, to the Jewish people. We know we say it here in Eretz Yisrael every day, but we say it every single day in our tefillah. It's the first Torah that we learn. It represents Torah, right? We say Birchat Torah, and then we need to find some psukim to say. So what psukim do we choose? Birchat Torah. Birchat Kohanim, I'm sorry. That it somehow encapsulates all of Torah within it. And it's a bracha that Father gives his son. It's a bracha that every morning the Kohanim give us. So it's worth going a little deeper into our understanding of what this pasuk is all about. Just a little bit. Obviously, there are books and books. It's crazy gematrias. I've seen literally books just about Birchat Kohanim. It's just a taster. Something interesting to note is there's a poetic three words and then five words and then seven words, prime numbers, and then there's also 15 words and then 20 words and then 25 words in terms of the letters, I'm sorry. 15, 20, 25 letters in terms of the structure itself. So there's a lot of deep meaning there. But let's just take a look at the actual words themselves on a pashut level. Nothing too crazy today. So we start off Yivarechacha Hashem v'Yishmerecha. Hashem should bless us and then guard us. That's what the Kohanim are blessing us with. So what does it mean for Hashem to bless us and guard us? So I think there's two ways that the Mefarshim take this. The first is on a physical level, and the second is on a spiritual level. So let's start off with the physical level. On a physical level, God blesses us. God's good. Over and over, the Torah says, Tov, Tov, Tov. The world is good. Life is good. God is good, and He wants to bless us. Bracha, Shlomo explains this from the lesson of Bricha, like a pool of water. You can imagine like God sending a pool of blessing down into our lives. That's sometimes what I meditate upon during Birchat Kohanim. And there's another explanation that my Rosh Yeshiva taught me of lahavrich, is when you take a tree and you tie it up and you cut certain parts of it so that it can grow better. So bracha is sometimes you have to cut certain things out of your life so that you can be connected to our divine source, to our shorashim, to our flow. But in any case, we're allowing this bracha, this blessing, this shefa, this abundance, right? The bet, the resh, the chav, 220, and we're allowing this blessing, a physical blessing, to come into our lives. That's the easy part. The hard part, the real key, is the v'yishmerach, is to guard over the blessing that comes with the physical abundance. And that, I think, is the challenge of our generation. Because our generation, we've been blessed with an amazing abundance. We eat and drink like kings never ate and drank before. We have so many luxuries. Life is so easy. And yet we all know that in terms of happiness and meaning in life, our generation struggles. We're not necessarily happier than people who don't have as much physical abundance. We all know the irony is very often when you have all this physical abundance, it's sometimes you don't know what to do with yourself. You don't know what the purpose of life is, and it actually causes you to be less happy. So the real challenge in life is, how do we guard over that physical abundance and still be happy? right? How do we do that? So I don't know the magic pill to do that, but I can, you know, offer some simple ideas. Is we need structure, we need guidelines, we need halacha. I think that's what halacha does for us. It gives us structure in our spiritual lives. What yes, what no. And beyond halacha, I think we all need to make our own personal, make a cheshbon nefesh every day. You know, what am I doing? Give myself structure. What new gedarim do I need to put in my life so that this physical abundance, so I don't get corpulent and I don't get carried away and I have something to hold me accountable. And again, and something I've said all throughout the year, I think it's important to have accountability partners, to have friends and chavrusas and rebbeim to hold you accountable to make sure that this blessing can remain in our lives. Otherwise, it's just an idea. But we need people to mamish hold us accountable. And another simple idea is to have this physical blessing maybe is to be grateful, is to focus on gratitude, to focus on every individual Rice Krispie, to say that bracha with kavana. And to mamish appreciate all the physical delights that God has given us. So on the flip side, there's also spiritual yirecha, also can refer to God's spiritual influx. And Baruch Hashem, there are many times, you guys know, you're leaving the old city right after Shavuos. We have these moments of high. We have these spiritual davenings and these amazing shirim. And then, what's the hardest part? How to maintain, how to actually take or go away from that spiritual experience and have it actually transform our lives. And I was just schmoozing with somebody last night at a wedding. He was telling me, what's the worst thing you can do after you hear a really inspiring shir? What's the worst thing you can do? You're an amazing TED talk.
Yeah. Do exactly the opposite.
Right? That would be, I guess that would probably be the worst. If that's true. But he says a different idea besides doing the exact opposite. He says watch another TED talk or hear another spiritual idea. Because why? Then what just happened to the first idea? It's totally lost. And I'm completely contradicting myself because I've tried to bring in a lot of spiritual ideas. But in any case, it's true, right? You need something to ground that spiritual idea in reality. And the hardest thing is not Yom Kippur, it's the day after Yom Kippur. It's the day after Shavuos. How am I going to take that spiritual high that after Shabbos and ground it and make it something realistic? So what can I say? I think it's important that we journal. I think it's important that after every shir, we reflect and say, how do I actually apply that to my life? I think it's important that we daven so that we can internalize the ideas that we learn. And we need to just find a way that we let the spiritual influx that we've had over this year in Israel, you know, as the year winds down, and really take those moments of introspection and reflection and think, how do I apply this to my life? Something I started, I think I mentioned this last week, something I started doing, which has really been helpful. I started doing a little journaling, even 5 minutes every day at the end of my night or the beginning of my day. And it really helps me to take the whole day of experiences and then take, how do I practically apply that to my life? Zati baruch Hashem v'yishmerecha. Okay, just to go quickly through. Ya'er Hashem panav elecha v'chunecha. May Hashem bring us light. Ya'er Hashem panav elecha. Spread His light upon us. Yes. Ya'er Hashem panav elecha. And give us grace. Okay, so Hashem's like that watchtower, right? Where He's shining us light and he's putting light into our lives. V'chunecha. And the explanation that Rav Shlomo gives, that I really like this explanation, Yichonecha is He gives us grace. He gives us, not just that He loves us, but He gives us the ability to love others and to find love, to love other people. That's chen, that we should spread our chen towards the world. And that's, again, we know this isn't just for the Kohanim, this is that we're all Mamlechet Kohanim. And this is something I've probably said a million times throughout the years, so I'll say it again. That's the mission of a Jew, to be a light bulb, to be a disc. You know, in the discotheque, you have that like light that's going everywhere. You know, like when Michael Jackson sings Billie Jean is Not My Lover, and he's like, everything he touches turns to gold. Right? So that's a Jew. That's what we need to do. Basically, every decision in life is a question of either love or something else. And what I am telling myself and you guys too is that a Jew should be someone who's just spreading that love in every situation, even in situations when it's hard, even when you have to be, let's say, you're asking for change or you're complaining that for somebody else, right? Especially Bezrat Hashem, when you guys are going to get married, and you're going to see that it's a natural part of the marriage relationship is that there's going to be tension. There's going to be times when you're going to ask your spouse to be different. At that moment, it's very important to remember this advice. Don't criticize. Never criticize. It will never get you anywhere. Don't complain about how everything stinks. Instead, what you need to do is from a place of love, ask, request for a change. Express why it's hard for me. It's hard for me that the dishes weren't done. Or it's hard for me that you didn't greet me with a smile. That's very hard for me. Express in I language what's hard from a place of love. Never go into a critical, negative, that type of energy. It's easy to say, it's hard to live. So, you know, what can I say? Just keep watching videos and YouTube videos and Shirim to remind you of this principle. That's what I do, I admit. I listen to, like, Shalom Bias videos on my way to work, whatever. But this is the most important principle in life with your roommates, with the people you interact with, and especially with your wife. Never criticize. It will never get you anywhere. People hate criticism. I hate criticism. You guys like criticism? Nobody likes negativity. Nobody likes criticism. But requesting things with love will work and will get you wherever you need to go. That's why the Kohen, when he blesses, what does he have to do it with? With love, right? He must do it with love. If it's not done with love, then there's no chance. Finally, the final line. Yisa Hashem panav elecha, Hashem shine his face upon you, v'yasem lecha shalom, and may he grant you peace. And we know, of course, without peace, inner peace, peace between our friends, peace in Shalom Bayis, there's nothing. If we're not at peace, then all the other blessing in our lives is worth nothing. So how do we get that peace? Perhaps the first part of the pasuk. Ye'er Hashem panav elecha. First of all, by knowing that Hashem loves us individually, by developing that individual relationship with Hashem, that His face, His mom is shining upon me specifically, by developing that relationship through personally talking to God, personal gratitude, personal talks, that's the key to inner peace. And again, applying it to the other, Bezrat Hashem, we have to remember that it's not about telling people you love them. Hey, everybody here, I love you. That's great. That's cute. It's about the individual relationship, about having that one-on-one relationship and having people know that you specifically love them. As a father, Bezrat Hashem for you guys, and as a friend, and as a Rebbe, I'm sure some of you will be. The most important thing is the individual relationships, not the cute TED Talks and the nice schmoozes. Those are fun, good inspiration. At the end of the day, the only thing that really matters is the love that we show other people on a one-on-one individual level. It's the only thing that can transform people. And I bless myself and I bless you guys that we should continue, that we should show love to the whole world, and that please you guys keep in touch. And that we continue relationship of Torah and love. I will be back Bezrat Hashem Monday for sure. And